The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Avery Lewis from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine and Ebony Magazine. So today we shall start off with an article from Ebony Magazine. And the title is BET Networks Announces Audition Processes for Upcoming Season of Hit Series Sunday Best. Returning to BET Networks for Season 10 is America's Most Inspirational Singing Competition, Sunday Best. The well-established gospel show welcomes back Grammy Award-winning music legend Kirk Franklin as a host. Returning for the second consecutive year as judges are gospel songstress and host of Get Up Mornings, Erica Campbell, and Grammy Award-nominated artist Kelly Price and Jonathan McReynolds. Season 10 open call auditions will be held Sunday, February 15th in Atlanta at the House of Hope, 4650 Flat Shoals Parkway, Decatur, Georgia, 30034. Registration is from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Atlanta auditions will be filmed for television. Aspiring contestants must be at least 18 years of age and should be prepared to sing a song from the list below. Amazing Grace, Blessed Assurance, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, His Eye Is on the Sparrow, I Need Thee Every Hour, I Surrender All, It Is Well With My Soul, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, Love Lifted Me, Mary, Don't You Weep, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, O Come, All Ye Faithful, O Come, Let Us Adore Him, Oh, How I Love Jesus, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. The other songs are What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Aspiring contestants from around the country are encouraged to submit their audition online and get additional audition information at BET.com, Sunday Best. The final day for online submissions is February 10th, 2020 at 5 p.m. Jesse Collins, CEO of Jesse Collins Entertainment, serves as executive producers of Season 10 of Sunday Best, along with executive producer and showrunner Janine Rosen Clay. Torrance Glenn is co-executive producer. For updates and more information about Sunday Best, visit BET.com/Sunday Best. All right, and the next article from Ebony. The Afro-Americans of the 1970s, Black History from Pages of Ebony. In a decade riff of turmoil, America witnessed the widening of the war in Vietnam, at least one infamous protest to that war that ended with four unarmed students dead at the hands of National Guardsmen. A political scandal that resulted in President Richard Nixon's resignation from office, the overthrow of the Shah of Iran, culminating in Iran becoming an Islamic state, the murders of 11 Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympic Games, and over a dozen airplane hijackings involving U.S. citizens. Jimmy Carter, a former state senator and one-time governor of Georgia, a peanut farmer and self-professed born-again Christian, would be elected the 39th president of the United States. The Vietnam War would end. Abortion would be legalized. America would celebrate its bicentennial. And a kids' film called Star Wars would be released to much acclaim. In the midst of these events, African Americans would also find themselves wrestling with challenges unique to their experience, challenges that captured the focus of Ebony. The May 1974 issue exposed the emotional and psychological cost to Black children from forced busing as a Scottish mandated solution to desegregation. Disillusioned with the lack of progress gained from the traditional nonviolent protests of the 60s, African Americans viewed the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the 1965 Voting Act, and the 1968 Fair Housing Act as a good start to racial equality, but one which ultimately fell short. The August 1970 special issue explored possible resolutions to the African American struggle, asking on its Black cover, which way Black America? Separation? Segregation? Integration? While the June 1972 issue, which displayed on its cover white actor Carol O'Connor, who portrayed bigot Archie Bunker on TV's All in the Family, posed and answered the question, is Archie Bunker the real white America? Contributors to Ebony throughout the 1970s kept at the forefront of the discussion on race, the need for a Black power base, self-acceptance, and unity. When the new genre of Blaxploitation films emerged, Ebony demanded to know whether they constituted culture or con game. Although Ebony devoted several covers to favored celebrities such as Cicely Tyson, Diana Ross, Muhammad Ali, Gladys Knight, and Billy D. Williams, notable politicians such as New York's Shirley Chisholm, the first Black woman elected to Congress, Texas Congressman Barbara Jordan, the first African American to deliver a keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention, and California Congresswoman Yvonne Brathwaite Burke, the first African American woman to represent the West Coast in Congress, would also find themselves the subjects of cover stories in 1971, 1975, and 1974, respectively, as African Americans sought to understand and appreciate their African heritage. Ebony would follow and report on Richard Roundtree's visit to Ethiopia in 1973 for the filming of Shaft, and explore Alex Haley's journey to ancestral discovery as evidenced in his Pulitzer Prize and National Book Award winning book, Roots, and the critically acclaimed and highly rated TV miniseries upon which it was based. Throughout the decade that was the 70s, Ebony challenged its readers to examine the world in which they lived, to understand the gravity of the choices they faced, and to decide for themselves the best course of action for the future. National Geographic unveils first look teaser of genius Aretha. Cynthia Erivo as Aretha Franklin in National Geographic's genius Aretha. Cynthia Erivo, a 2020 Academy Award nominee, stars Aretha Franklin in the third season of the critically acclaimed global anthology series. Aretha will premiere over four consecutive nights, beginning Memorial Day, Monday, May 25th at 9/8 Central. Genius Aretha will be the first ever definitive and only authorized scripted limited series on the life of Aretha Franklin. The 8-part series will explore Franklin's musical genius and incomparable career, and the immeasurable impact and lasting influence she has had on music and culture around the world. Genius Aretha will broadcast in 172 countries and in 43 languages on National Geographic channels. The cast includes Cynthia Erivo as Aretha Franklin, Courtney B. Vance as C.L. Franklin, David Cross as Jerry Wexler, Malcolm Barrett as Ted White, Pauletta Washington as Grandmother Rachel, Patrice Covington as Irma Franklin, Rebecca Naomi Jones as Carolyn Franklin, Stephen Norfleet as Cecil Franklin, Kimberly Hubert Gregory as Ruth Bowen, Omar J. Dorsey as James Cleveland, Mark Richardson as King Curtis, and introducing Cheyenne Jordan as Little Ray. Now we will move along to Essence Magazine. Black Women in Hollywood. Setting a primetime drama in the Black and Latinx New York City ballroom scene of the 80s and early 90s immediately caught our attention. But it's the women at the helm of the groundbreaking series who make Pose what it is. As part of the first TV show in history to feature a large number of transgender actors, as well as trans activist Mock, who co-writes and directs, these ladies are outspoken about trans rights and visibility, calling attention to women who often go ignored. I'm waiting for our Black community to recognize our stories, because our stories are not just about us, they are about you too, Ross said from the Emmy's red carpet. They're about our sisters, our mothers, our cousins, and everyone else, and how they're affected. Not only their missteps, but how they learn to love us. Lashana Lynch. Last April, the filmmakers behind James Bond's 25th movie hosted a global press conference at the Golden Eye Resort in Jamaica. For rising actress Lynch, standing on the land that birthed her family, who would later migrate to Britain, where she was born, was surreal. Rumors had been swirling that she would inherit the role of 007 at this press event. Lynch's part in such a huge plot twist was crystallized as those reports were confirmed. Weeks earlier, her Captain Marvel had scorched the box office ranking in more than $150 million on opening weekend. Her Bond film, No Time to Die, written by Fleabag's Phoebe Waller-Bridge, arrives in April. It's going to be history-making, Lynch says of the flick, and that makes me feel very grateful for the kinds of people who are making moves and waves in this industry. Melina Matsoukas. For Matsoukas, a first-time feature director, the audience she's aiming to reach with Queen and Slim is clear. While it's for general consumption, it's particularly for Black people to remember who they are. I'm just trying to speak to us, from us, by us, she says. I'm a Black woman, and I just speak my truth. Born and bred in the Bronx, the daughter of a Jamaican and Afro-Cuban mom and a Greek and Jewish father, Matsoukas developed an artistic clarity that prepared her for her earlier work, shaping music videos for music's biggest stars, Beyoncé, Whitney Houston, Rihanna, J-Lo, and more. That work garnered her Grammy Awards for music direction for Rihanna's We Found Love and Beyoncé's Formation. However, in 2017, a career-shifting stint directing Lena Waithe's award-winning Thanksgiving episode of Master of None solidified their collaboration and led Matsukas and Waithe to learn to team up for Queen and Slim. Waithe pens the script from a story by author James Trey, while Matsukas makes her big screen debut with the assurance of a born storyteller. This film really taught me to trust my instincts and to know that we matter, she says. Niecy Nash, years before embarking on the role of the ever-enterprising boss Desna Sims on Claws, Nash was the one who brought the laughs. But even as she was cutting up on Reno 911, sashaying on Dancing with the Stars, and hosting Clean House, for which she won a Daytime Emmy, Nash knew she had more to offer. Convincing Hollywood gatekeepers she could bring the drama required some patience. For a long time, the industry was polite, but they were like, Dear, you have a lane. You do broad comedy. Stay over there, she says. I had to be a lady in waiting and bide my time until they started to recognize. Last fall, she tugged on our heartstrings with her portrayal of the mother of Central Park Five's Corey Wise in the Netflix series When They See Us. She helped paint a vivid portrait of a community fractured by the legal system and shined a national spotlight on the men we now know and celebrate as the Exonerated Five. For Nash, who at age five set out to be black, fabulous, and on TV, after seeing Lola Falana on screen, art is about entertainment and upliftment. My job is what I do, but my who is to be of service in the world, she says. You have to find those places where you are called to serve. Okay, let's see here. Our next article is titled At Home with Hilton Carter. It's no secret that plants have superpowers. For Carter, they nurture his creativity and make him feel fully alive. Interior and plant stylist Hilton Carter has a special connection to living things. His carefully curated Instagram account, at Hilton Carter, is a virtual planetarium. Every post arouses your senses. His well-lit studio, located in Baltimore's historic Whitehall Mill neighborhood, is transformative. From the moment you enter, you feel at ease. Towering tropical leaves grow wild throughout the open space, while petite potted cacti thrive on east-facing windowsills, where they receive bright early morning sun they need. Carter knows exactly what each of his lush beauties require. He tends to a total of 300 of them, 128 in his studio, and 182 at his home. He takes being a plant parent seriously. Caring for plants provides the moments to think about how to treat people, he says. It's one of the few times I find myself pulled away from the screen. I get into my zen watering, checking the soil, looking at the leaves, making sure they're okay. The process makes me more self-aware. In 2011, while shooting a commercial for a retirement community in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, Carter stumbled onto the Greenhouse Cafe terrain. There was glass and plants everywhere, he recalls. I felt so comfortable and relaxed, but also like I was missing out. I said, I want this for my life. a space that feels like this. This isn't a rich man's situation. And thus, the seed was sown and the journey began. Carter's gift of styling and propping plants in office and living spaces is what makes his work distinguishable. His plants bloom in amid books and textiles, modern and vintage furniture, light fixtures, and art. Wherever they live, they beam. They descend from high ceilings and propagate in glass and wooden cradles mounted on walls. It's his signature and his forte. I'm an artist first, he says. I graduated from Maryland Institute College of Art with a BFA in painting and drawing. I got a master's in film. I love interior styling, and now I'm also very into plants. The next article is called The Right Ingredients. From cooking for former President Barack Obama to whipping up truffle mac and cheese for MJB, one of Black Hollywood's premier private chefs shares her recipe for success. It's award season. Glitzy dinners, glamorous soirees, and upscale bashes are in full swing. Right at the center of it all is the delicious magic of Tinseltown's most sought-after chefs, Kai Chase. A culinary star, born and raised in Los Angeles, Chase has been in the food industry for more than 21 years. These days, she's a personal chef for Kevin Hart. But her most impressive credits include master-level courses at the prestigious Le Cordon Bleu Culinary Academy and working with famed super chef Wolfgang Puck. My approach to cooking involves getting every detail in order, Chase says, of catering for the rich and famous. Celebrities have very discerning taste. Last-minute requests are usually the norm. Finding ingredients that are somewhat impossible to locate on short notice is extremely challenging, but you make it work. Great expectations. Anyone can call herself a private chef to the stars. What separates the wannabes from the icons is a powerful client list and an ability to solve problems with ingenuity, grit, and creativity. That's what makes Chase a leader of the pack. She's worked with Steve Harvey, Macy Gray, Mary J. Blige, and Michael Jackson. MJB was hosting a Christmas Eve dinner party in New York City in 2010 and wanted real white truffle mac and cheese on the menu. Chase recalls, a blizzard was brewing as the cab driver and I were on our way to purchase $2,500 worth of white truffles for what was going to be the best damn most decadent mac and cheese ever. Of course, Chase delivered. If cooking is what you love, do it with great vigor, pride, and excellence, she says. It pleases me when I see guests conversing, noshing, happy, and satisfied. I savor all the flavors of life. That's my motto. Guest request. Throw a dinner party like a professional chef with these three trusted tips from Chase. Be considerate. Have vegan hors d'oeuvres for non-meat eaters. Stay seasonal. There is great produce out there. Work with beautiful colors and textures on the plate and be creative. Strive for excellence. If you want to see smiling faces once the food experience begins, it's critical to plan, prepare, and execute. Now we will have a few more articles from Ebony Magazine. Janet Jackson announces Black Diamond World Tour 2020. Janet Jackson kicks off her Black Diamond World Tour this summer to arenas across North America. The tour will feature an all-new production featuring new music from her highly anticipated forthcoming album, Black Diamond, set for release this year. Performing songs from her 12 multi-platinum albums, including a special performance of Rhythm Nation 1814, which recently marked its 30th anniversary. The tour kicks off June 24th in Miami and will visit major cities across the United States and Canada, including Atlanta, Philadelphia, Toronto, Dallas, and many more. The run will also feature shows at New York's legendary Madison Square Garden and Staples Center in Los Angeles. European dates and the rest of the world soon will be announced. Full routing can be found below. Tickets go on sale to the general public starting Thursday, February 13th at LiveNation.com. Janet Jackson is one of the most influential entertainers of modern era. Her music has won her 5 Grammy Awards, 2 Emmy nominations, a Golden Globe Award, and a nomination for an Academy Award, along with dozens of American Music Awards, MTV Video Music Awards, and Billboard Music Awards. She has received accolades as an actress, as well as including the NAACP Best Supporting Actor Award. Janet, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, is also a published author, dancer, business person, philanthropist, in addition to being one of the biggest, best-selling artists in popular music history. With sales over 185 million records worldwide, Janet Jackson stands as one of the best-selling artists of all time, with a string of hits that have left an indelible impression on pop culture. Her music and artistry opened doors through which other top artists have followed, many acknowledging her impact on their musical perceptions. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you have enjoyed it and be sure to listen again next time. I am Avery Lewis, reading for the NC Reading Service. The content of this program is readily available as a podcast by visiting our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions, call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. Have a happy and safe day.